This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
It's another hour of the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. Hi, friends. I'm Scott Hennon, Todd the Radio Guy Mitchell here. Manny manning the phones, taking your calls when you give us a ring at 800-228-0550. On the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline, you can text Todd, too, at 701-226-8503. Email's welcome studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. Tomorrow, Mandaree, North Dakota. Wednesday, we'll be at the Fishing Derby for the North Dakota Oil Can Program. Mule Deer Foundation, one of the beneficiaries, and others as well. They always do Fish and Wildlife Habitat, which is kind of nice. That benefit from that event. Eighth annual Bakken Rocks Cook Fest. Stanley on Thursday, by the way. And tomorrow in Mandaree, the Bakken information sessions start at 2 and go until 4. Lynn Helms, our next guest, will be there, along with Kathy Nesset, Ron Ness, Randy Phelan, who's a council member there, a panel on addressing impacts and implementing solutions. Then the food, and the fun, and the music. North Dakota 22 at the Powwow Grounds there in Mandaree, right there in the Powwow Circle. The Bakken Information Session taking place in the Mandaree Community Center. It's going to be a great time. The food is fabulous. It really is. Our special broadcast all 3 days of this great event brought to you by our friends at MBI Energy. I was just checking out their Facebook page during the break because I wanted to tell you about some of the career opportunities there. It's one of our best places to work, tour stops. They're hiring hot oil truck drivers right now. That's right. And they encourage employee involvement, career development, and a healthy work environment. An industry leader because of their people. Hiring experienced oil truck drivers right now in North Dakota. If you got any friends in Colorado, they're looking out there, too, at MBI Energy. And they'll be there, of course, cooking up some great barbecue, having a grand time, so you can look them up. Also brought to you by Choice Financial, fairly new to Western North Dakota now as well, but been around in North Dakota over 100 years, always giving back to their community, do some great things, and put people first. Lots of examples of that on Facebook and on their website as well. Check them out. North Dakota's number one ag leader, and by Crestwood, Connections for America's Energy. We'll see you at Cookfest tomorrow in Mandaree. Get it on your calendar if it isn't already. Just clear the day. You'll love it. Lynn Helms, North Dakota Department of Director of Mineral Resources, joins us to talk a little bit about the latest numbers on oil and gas production. We have some more of your calls. We're going to check in Cleveland as well. A lot going on today, so stay tuned for all that. We're trying to make sense of another horrific tragedy in Baton Rouge, and a lot to do on the program today, so don't miss a minute. Lynn, thanks for joining us. How are you?
Good morning. Doing well, Scott. I had a great week up at Bible Camp, and I'm ready to get back to work. I'll see you up at Mandaree.
Looking forward to seeing you there. It'll be a grand time for sure. So let's talk about, I have to say that the main numbers look to be good news, right, compared to the drop we had in April. Is it, would you give me the headline of good news?
Oh, yeah, I sure have to agree, Scott. You know, I mean, we're on a decline trend because we don't have enough drilling rigs operating or wells being completed to maintain or grow production. But to have an increase following that very big drop in April is good news. And, you know, we talked about that. We said, well, how much of that big drop was really production decline and how much was weather and load restrictions and all that other stuff? And we guessed that maybe half of it was true decline, and this is kind of supporting that. We had a little increase, 5,000 barrels a day, almost 6,000.
We're at 1,041 barrels as of 1,047, I guess. It went back up a little bit in May, right? Sure. And but do you see it falling below a million?
Oh, I think we are. I think by the end of the year, unless something major changes and we're able to see $50 to $55 oil, which will spur some hydraulic fracturing, then we're likely to drop below that million barrel a day number. But we'll take the good news in May, that's for sure. And we are getting reports that, you know, we are now above that $40 to $45 price range that we needed for repairing the inactive wells. And we're getting reports that there's hiring going on and workover rigs being deployed. So there's capital being spent, money being spent, putting wells back on production. And that should help.
That's good news. I want to talk about gas production too. The obviously you had some dips there. It did come back up in May as well, but it is off the percentage wise from the all time high, much less than oil production is. What's going on there?
Well, the area that's being developed, Scott, is in northeastern McKenzie County, and there's a lot more natural gas associated with the oil up there. So it's going to be a constant stretch for industry to keep up with that natural gas production and to make sure that it has a gathering pipeline to get into and a processing plant to get to. And we are still held up on the Hawkeye project to move gas across under Lake Sakakawea to get it to the Tioga gas plant. I'm hoping that those final approvals will come through soon and that they can get that project in place this year. You saw the Tioga gas plant running at 74% capacity, and we lost some ground on flaring, and that's just not where we want to be. So state-wise, we need to get that project approved and get that gas moving across under the lake so it can get processed instead of flared.
All right. So you mentioned earlier new wells and new production and the price inching things upwards. So we know, the decline continues. As you say, the trend is there.
Yeah.
On the other side, with the price inching back upward and some new activity going, when will we see, you're predicting we're going to fall below a million, but obviously it's going to come back up. When?
Mm-hmm. Well, we really aren't expecting that kind of activity that will increase prices until probably second half of 2018. We are just really stuck in a rut here, Scott, where we're operating 30 drilling rigs right in that neighborhood. And you saw the NYMEX price down a dollar today because the dollar gained strength. And it seems like every time oil prices would like to get above that $50 range, which is what it takes for hydraulic fracturing to be economic, we get something like the Brexit or the Iran nuclear deal, and those prices just can't sustain that $50 to $55 NYMEX price that we need.
One of the things you have in your comments is that low oil price associated with lifting of sanctions on Iran, and then you also cite the weaker economy in China expected lead to continued low drilling rig count. We don't hear much about that, but the lifting of the sanctions on Iran, what part, if you had to put a percentage on, would you say the current situation has been impacted by that decision?
Oh, I think it's 75 to 90%. You know, we were beginning to see price recovery from the OPEC decision to increase production. And then when the Iranian deal was signed, prices went into a second leg of the collapse, and that's the one that's been the longest and the deepest. So the bulk of what we're seeing in terms of loss of activity and cash flow for oil operators is a result of that Iranian nuclear deal. And until those barrels are absorbed by the market, we're not going to see a significant price increase. And then, of course, you know, what people haven't really thought about, I don't think, is that we're looking to India to be the next China to be the big oil demand in the future. But they're a British Commonwealth country, so the Brexit is going to affect their economy, and we'll have to work our way through that.
Only a minute left, Lynn, but I do want to ask you about some things I've heard from several folks in the industry. Given what we've just described here, a very difficult situation, a new set of rules that has them perplexed, especially this berm rule of requiring 4,000 some wells to have a 6-inch berm around them. Is that necessary, and are they right to be concerned about the cost of that leading to less development?
Well, they're right to be concerned about it. That is certainly appropriate for industry to talk to us about the costs of new rules and regulations and to make sure that they're necessary and cost-effective. I think when they take a look at what I'm going to present in Mandaree and what the commission did in terms of allowing modifications to that berm standard, they're going to find out that the actual number of locations now that's going to be affected by it has dropped to somewhere in the 1,500 to 1,700 locations. And we believe, based on the statistics, that is appropriate. It is necessary for those locations to get some berms built around them and contain those spills on site. So I think industry is going to see some good news in the modification that the commission made to the rule. But those who have been advocating for stronger spill control, they're going to see some good news in there, too, in that the worst of the problem locations are going to get berms.
Sounds good. We'll leave it there. And by the way, if you want to chat more with Lynn or hear more, tomorrow, Mandaree, Thursday, Stanley, the Bakken Rocks Cook Fest. Thank you, Lynn. Appreciate the time.
It's going to be great. You bet.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
PetroServe USA, when you want to gas up, grab a snack, get on your way.
Come on into a nearby PetroServe USA location and pick four for just four. That's right, get a single-topping personal pan hot stuff pizza, a 20-ounce fountain pop, and any two cookies all day, every day. Four items, just $4 at PetroServe USA.
Helping America feel better. PetroServe USA.
Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington is your source for the outstanding Shivers Performance System. Shivers' revolutionary CompuDry Command Center is a fully automatic, computerized control offering you precision, control, efficiency, and capacity, assuring your grain is dried to your exact specifications. Minimize your drying costs and maximize your profits. Let Shivers handle your grain. Check out your Shivers system today at grainstuff.com or call 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction, your source for Shivers Performance System.
The game has changed for North Dakota car, truck, and SUV buyers. Puckland Chevrolet Buick GMC invites you to visit their new location in Valley City. The trucks you need on the job and on the farm. The cars you love for style and sophistication. And coming soon, their brand new $6 million showroom in Valley City. Find out why they say you drive, we'll ride with you at North Dakota's home for Chevy, Puckledge Chevrolet Buick GMC, 721 West Main in Valley City, or shop online at PuckledgeValleyCity.com.
People first. That's what Choice Financial does. They put people first, and they're very proud to sponsor our Bakken Rocks Cook Fest coverage. We'll be in Mandaree on Tuesday the 19th, Stanley on Thursday the 21st. It's free and open to the public. Free food, great barbecue right off the grill, free music, and lots of free prizes. Choice Financial. People first. Now in Western North Dakota, too. And we'll see you at the Bakken Rocks Cook Fest in Mandaree and Stanley, July 19th and 21st.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Association of the Dakotas, bringing you our special coverage from Cleveland this week, where the Republican National Committee is gathering. We're going to chat with Congressman Kevin Cramer here coming up in just a moment to do just that. Also want to tell you that B-Mobile has the new Hum product by Verizon. Hum is the perfect tool that makes your car smarter and safer. where you have features like roadside assistance and diagnostics and maintenance reminders, vehicle locator, hands-free Bluetooth calling. And for a limited time, if your teen is getting their license, you can get the hum equipment. The activation fee and 3 months of service back as a bill credit. It's a great way to get hum and go. And that's from, of course, the good folks at B-Mobile. Verizon, the name you know and trust for America's largest, most reliable 4G LTE network. And B-Mobile Verizon, more than just phones and tablets. Find them at Fargo, Bismarck, Minot, Grand Forks, Williston, Jamestown, Wahpeton, Valley City, Devil's Lake, and Botno in North Dakota, in Bemidji, Thief River Falls, and Detroit Lakes in Minnesota. To find a location near you, bmobile.com. Connect to communicated B-Mobile, your Verizon wireless premium retailer. Congressman Kevin Cramer is in Cleveland, along with North Dakota Republican Party faithful. Kevin, how are you?
I'm very well. Thank you, Scott.
I'm having a hard time and a little trouble focusing on anything other than Baton Rouge and Dallas and what seems like a full-blown national crisis. What is the mood like there in Cleveland, given what's going on here around the country?
Yeah, you know, it's interesting, Scott, because, of course, once you get into this atmosphere, and I'm literally in the atmosphere, we're in the perimeter, as they call it, the security perimeter, our hotel is, or Chris's mine is, and I've just been going from sort of one media outlet to another here. The reality is that even in this environment, it's hard to get away from what's obviously the story of the day, and because of the tragedy of it, in the sense that all of us feel of sort of losing our country, and none of us feels as secure as we used to, and we feel somewhat helpless. Now, the one thing I will tell you, Scott, here is, and Chris and I were sitting out at a little outdoor restaurant last night on 4th Street here in Cleveland, right next to the center. There's just a buzz of activity. About every 5 minutes, another celebrity walks by, and the reality is the biggest celebrities here are the police officers. And they walk by, you know, large groups of them every couple of minutes, and they get applause everywhere they go. They have, you know, people posing for photos with them and just expressing appreciation. And so we're at least grateful to have that opportunity to sort of heal ourselves a little bit, at least as individuals, by, through our expressions with these men and women who are here doing it for us. You know, it's pretty remarkable.
I'd heard that they're getting applause and large groups of the officers, going from, I guess, place to place, shift to shift for what's going on out there are being recognized. So that's great. It really is. We got to do everything we can. I mean, that's who I worry for right now. I mean, I think the big picture of how we got here and sort of all the rhetoric, you just got to shut off and say, we just need to love up cops right now. Can you imagine these people on the front line? And they're being hunted, you know,
they're being hunted. And on the political front, and people don't, you know, we shouldn't be politicizing a lot of this stuff. I get that, and that's true. Except, you know, politicizing is sort of what's gotten us to this point in some respects. And that is that our cops, and especially our city administrations and police chiefs and whatnot, have not felt like the Justice Department has their back. In fact, it's just the opposite. Most of the time, the Justice Department is quick to, at least file an investigation into the activity of the cops rather than the criminals. And while very, very, very occasionally, very rarely is it the fault of a police officer, and almost never is it anything purposeful, that's what gets all the attention, as opposed to the crimes that bring the cops to the situation in the first place. And it's just an unfortunate.
On that front, some breaking news today. Lieutenant Brian Rice, the highest-ranking officer charged in the death of Freddie Gray, has been found not guilty on all counts, including involuntary manslaughter. So,
it was 100% of the officers in that case have been acquitted, and yet from the very beginning, they've been prejudged by our Justice Department and other leaders.
Exactly right. By the way, the president said today that. Here's his exact words. I know we're about to enter a couple of weeks of conventions where our political rhetoric tends to be more overheated than usual, and why it's so important that everyone, regardless of race or political party or profession, regardless of what organizations you're a part of, everyone right now focus on words and actions that can unite this country rather than divide it further. We don't need inflammatory rhetoric. We don't need careless accusations thrown around to score political points or to advance an agenda. So I guess he's putting you in charge in Cleveland.
Well, I'll do my part, and we'll just realize that he probably will continue what he always does, and that is deflect the blame away from, or his advice away from his own ears. But anyway, that said, we're going to continue to applaud police officers.
Yeah, no kidding. Good for you. What's the most important job in Cleveland?
Well, other than a police officer, I suppose it's being Donald Trump himself. But right now, it's trying to find coffee and food wherever you can when you're wandering around this place. I'll tell you, the interesting thing to me is going to be to see how they get all those people into Quicken Loans Stadium here in the center when they all show up. We were there early this morning, and it was relatively easy, but something tells me it's going to be a little less easy as it go forward. But people are, I'll tell you, Scotty, people are very upbeat, very positive. I just had a very interesting conversation. I was in the Washington Post hangout here for a while with Charles Krauthammer, and had a very interesting discussion with him. As you, I think, know, and a lot of Fox News Channel fans know, Krauthammer's not been a big fan of Donald Trump's, and he referred to me with the greatest compliment of all. He said, "You're normal." So I always say I'd like to head up the normal caucus in Congress. I said, "Well, that's just sort of a Midwest thing." But anyway, the place is a buzz. There's a lot of optimism. People are really looking forward to listening to Melania speak tonight. You know, not a lot of people have had a lot of exposure to her and heard her speak a lot. Heard her story, and I think that's a great way to kick off the first night of the convention, is to have her speak.
What's the most important thing, though, overall for Donald Trump, Mike Pence, and the Republican Party coming out of Cleveland? What box
sure
needs to be checked?
Yeah, I think what needs to be checked is, first of all, the introduction of Mike Pence. I think is really important, and that's going to have a real, and continue to have a real confidence boost to the to the family, if you will, that the Republican family is going to be a calming influence in many respects, just by virtue of his demeanor and his style, certainly confidence in both his ability and his philosophical convictions. But then I think it's to present a very hopeful, optimistic, futuristic message for America. Boy, do we need it. Donald Trump's the guy that can deliver it. And I think that's it, is to lay the groundwork for the hopeful future of this great country. Making America great again is more than just a slogan. And I think he can lay that out for us on Thursday night and send us, into the campaign with some momentum.
Sounds good. Thanks, Kev. Congressman Kevin Cramer checking in from Cleveland. We'll be chatting with him each day for an update on what's happening there. Lot to watch, lot to cover. We'll do our best to do it from here. Brought to you by the Association, Credit Union Association of the Dakotas. More coming up after this break.
What's on your mind? Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
How much time do you spend in the bathroom? Your bathtub, your shower, we use it every day. We're in there a lot of hours every single week. Why not make it the best? Well, guess what? You can. Take your old tub or shower out and replace it the same day when you call Bath Planet of North Dakota. Hi, friends. I'm Scott Hannon to tell you about my friends at Bath Planet. I'd love for you to call and get a free, no-obligation estimate. When you do, you'll get a $500 gift certificate if you tell them I sent you. That's right. Just say, "Scott sent me. I want that $500 gift certificate. So if I decide to do this, I get $500 off." It's a great way to go. Comes with a lifetime warranty, good housekeeping, seal of approval. And again, they can do this in as little as a day. 8 different wall patterns to choose from, 19 colors to choose from, their walk-in tubs. The freedom to bathe in your own home is a big deal. Call now, 701-552-3289. 701-552-3289, or go online to bathplanet.com/North Dakota. Tell them Scott sent you.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, a place for mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of the lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one use the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Good morning, everybody. This is Bruce at Jamestown. You know, I listened to that caller talk about, you know, everybody needs equality or equal chances and stuff. And that whole idea that everything is unfair, or people have a poor choice in life, and they just don't have an even playing field, is false. I was a 15-year-old runaway kid in the streets of Houston, Texas, and I got myself out of it. What it takes is education. People need to be made accountable for their own actions, your own choices. You can either choose to be a thug or go down that road of crime and blame everybody else in the world for your problems or your situation, or you can own it, correct it, make the necessary sacrifices, hard work, and dedication to improve it yourself. That's the key. And we don't have a society or public education or public forum teaching that to people. Instead, we have media and political propaganda convincing people that they can't do it on their own.
Yeah, Bruce, good points. I don't know. I've tried with our kids to always, this is a hot button for me. They'd roll their eyes if I said it right now because, like, they've heard it 1,000 times. But I think one of the most dangerous things for someone to think about themselves is as a victim. If you think of yourself as a victim, you live your life as poor me. That's why earlier when I was suggesting, what can we do? What would just be a, ooh, wow, great, fantastic, you know, really wake people up. And, you know, the law enforcement officer saying, hey, I'll be around. You need a hug? I'll give you a hug. That started it. You know, hug, pray. We've had some folks say, hey, this is about faith. It is. Someone emailing Scott, you can't say Matthew 19:26 enough. With God, all things are possible. I get it. Although if you have a hard heart, I don't think me coming up to you saying, hey, Matthew 19:26, with God, all things are possible, resonates as well as a hug does, as well as a lending ear does, and then maybe you get there eventually. But that's why I suggested earlier, maybe the president literally getting into these neighborhoods, having some of these conversations, and not talking about what a raw deal they've gotten, but say, look at me. You know how big my bank account's going to be? You know where I've lived the last 8 years? You do anything you want. It isn't poor me. It's look at me. Look what I can do. I thought I think it was the sheriff yesterday said it well about this situation. And this audience, you folks have been amazing. This is a community ourselves. We are. We're a community. A day in and day out. And it's fascinating to converse with you. It really is. Not everybody agrees. Not everybody's on exactly the same page. Everybody has a little something different to add. But this has been an overwhelming theme, and it was interesting to hear it from someone in the thick of it yesterday in this mess. Listen.
With God's help, we will get through this. To me, this is not so much about gun control as it is about what's in men's hearts. And until we come together as a nation, as a people, to heal as a people, if we don't do that and this madness continues, we will surely perish as a people. So I would just ask for your prayers and your support for all of the families of those that are involved here today, and continue to pray for this parish, this city, this state, and this nation.
There's a gutsy sheriff for you, huh? I'm sure you pronounce his last name. Sheriff Sid is his first name. Petro, I think. We talked about the problem being what's in men's hearts. And asking for unity and offering a dire warning of what will happen if we don't come together. Isn't that great? Oh, my gosh, that was fantastic. Unbelievable. I'm just screaming at my TV when these things happen. Do something! We got to do something! What's the one thing? We've dealt with the root cause. We know we are where we are, why we are where we are. Get all that. But you've got a full-blown crisis. A national crisis. What do you do? 800-228-0550 is our toll-free telephone number on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. You can text Todd at 701-226-8503. You can zip us an email, studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. Your texts are fascinating. Your emails are fascinating. Margie just sent a note here. Is it Margie or Margie? Says, the mothers of the movement, speaking at the Democratic National Convention. If you listened earlier, I guess it wasn't all that earlier because I just repeated it for Kevin Cramer. The president spoke yesterday, talked about the political conventions going on. This week, the Republicans, soon the Democrats. And he talked about all the overheated rhetoric that happens there. And he said, we don't need inflammatory rhetoric. We don't need careless accusations thrown around to score political points to advance an agenda. Somebody called and said, well, wait a minute, the mothers of the victims of some of these incidents, the suspects that became victims, and many times because of their own actions, are speaking. Gwen Carr, mother of Eric Garner, the mother of Trayvon Martin, the mother of Dontre Hamilton, the mother of Jordan Davis, the mother of Michael Brown, the mother of Hadia Pendleton, and the mother of Sandra Bland. That's who's speaking. That's on the agenda in Cleveland. They're moms who lost children. They deserve a voice. But I hope the voice isn't, my son died because cops are bad. Why are they there? What are they speaking about? This worries me. Ryan in Fargo, you're next on What's on Your Mind on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline.
Hi, Scott. How are you today?
Good. How are you?
Good. Say, you know, it occurs to me, thinking about this Black Lives Matter thing, they're running around with their rhetoric. What do we want? Dead cops. When do we want them? Now, right? Pigs in a blanket, fry them like bacon. You know what they're doing is they're setting themselves up to get shot by a cop. The cops, whenever they pull somebody black over now, it's got to be running through their minds. Is this a Black Lives Matter person? Am I going to die? What's going on? They're setting the cops on edge themselves, and eventually a cop is going to shoot an innocent, unarmed black guy because of the rhetoric that's going on.
Yeah, I've said before, too, I agree with your sentiment, Ryan, and I also agree that how would it not be possible, given the fact that they are being targeted, There is a war on cops going on where cops wouldn't be quicker to defend themselves and have a bit of a hair trigger.
Exactly.
So where does that come from? That comes from the people who are stirring the pot and
exactly.
leading to these attacks. I agree with you.
That, and do you realize that in the state of North Dakota alone, the state over the past few years is issuing, they have issued 4,000 concealed weapons permits a year. And a lot of that is because of what's going on. And there are a lot of us out there that would sit there and defend a cop. I'd lay down beside him still. My oath of office never quit when I got out of the military. And I'm just nervous. You know, I get worried that, you know, they might think me of an aggressor, but I will still defend them just to help them out. And every cop I meet, I ask them to just stay safe.
We need a diffuser. Somebody earlier called and said a truce. You know, again, I don't think to call a truce suggests you got, you know, a warring faction on this side and a warring faction on the other. I don't see it that way. But I appreciate the sentiment in saying, what diffuses this? What would do it? Rocky, got any ideas? He's in Tioga. A lot of good ideas in Tioga, last time I checked. Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline, you're next.
Well, that was very kind of you, Scott. You're asking a question that is very, 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 very difficult for us to wrap our arms around to answer. But I would like to contrast and compare the difference between this man in Nice and a pilot of maybe 30 years ago. Maybe you could help me remember. I think he ended up landing over in Minnesota somewhere. He was the pilot of a big, huge jet that is back whenever they were first trying to go metric and they had mixed up the amount of fuel on board, and he had hundreds of people on his plane with him. And he was having to go to an abandoned airport, and as he was about to land, there was a little girl, 3-year-old girl on a tricycle out on the abandoned airport. And he veered that giant plane out of the way and was starting to clip the telephone poles. And then somebody, an alert parent, ran out and grabbed the little girl, and he pulled the airplane back onto the runway. And the FAA asked him, why was he willing to sacrifice everyone on that plane to save that little girl? And what he told, excuse me just a moment, what he told was, he said, it was a very simple decision for me. That child was innocent. She had nothing to do. She didn't choose to get on an airplane. She didn't choose to drive the airplane like I did. It was not my place to take that innocent's life. Now, that Christian belief that he had made that decision very easy for that man. And I can't help but think about that man in Nice intentionally going down and killing people on purpose. Whenever this other man was willing to sacrifice because of his poor choices. Now, that comes with the testimony of Jesus Christ. I'm sorry to say that, but that I'm not sorry to say it in the sense that it's true. But there is a fundamental difference in the way we look at life and the way we react. And until we realize that that difference isn't going to be fixed by rhetoric or any of that other stuff, we have to stand for what we believe. And we have to realize there's a genuine difference. And that's really all I have to say.
Well, you said a lot. More than I have in 2 hours. In 2 minutes. Thank you, Rocky. Appreciate the call very much. By the way, the perpetrator in Nice now officially confirmed as radicalized by ISIS in recent days, too.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
The Safety Minute brought to you by the North Dakota Safety Council, sponsored in part by Workforce Safety and Insurance. Research shows that people who take opioid painkillers can quickly develop a tolerance to and dependence on this drug. This week's Safety Minute features Don Mosman offering tips for safe use of these medications.
Let's start with individual responsibility. You know, the person that's getting the prescription needs to ask the doctor, hey, do I absolutely need this, or can I get by on ibuprofen or some other non-opiate painkiller? only take an opiate painkiller when you absolutely have to. If you do end up getting the medication, take it one step further and say, okay, doctor, based on the dosage that you've given me, is it safe for me to do my job? Number two, you never mix medications. Don't mix them with other medications, and don't mix them with alcohol.
Learn how to best address prescription drug abuse at your business. Go to www.ndsc.org/home and community. Click on the Resources tab to download the Prescription Drug Employer Toolkit.
PetroServe USA, the folks that help America fuel better, the folks that connect North Dakota's farm fields with North Dakota's oil fields, helping you feel better with choice at the pump. Come on into a PetroServe USA location. There's great grab-and-go specials all month long, including the smoked ham and cheese, chuck wagon, and chicken and Swiss Deli Express sandwiches for $1.99. Those famous North Dakota-made giant sunflower seeds, your choice of flavors, only $1.39 a bag. Snickers and M&M's brand candy bars, 3 for 99 cents. Rice Krispie Treats, the big bars, only 79 cents each. And the Nestle 24-pack of water, $3.99. Plus the all-day, everyday special, Hot Stuff Personal Pan Pizza, 20-ounce drink of your choice, 2 cookies, 4 items, $4 all day, every day. And remember, every week, they draw new winners for $50,000. Register every week at PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Like a baby. Actually, sleep better than a baby with the MyPillow, folks. That's right, because, you know, babies, sometimes they're up every few hours.
Right.
You know, I think that sleep like a baby phrase comes from looking at a baby and seeing how peaceful they sleep, right? So that's appropriate. That fits. But you can even sleep better than a baby, as in the longer. And get a great deal on MyPillow. My friend Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, which started, by the way, the North Dakota State Fair and other fairs around this region. That's how it all started. He just would talk to people, and they all wanted a pillow, and so he invented one, the best one. Now they sell, well, they're shipping out of their Minnesota warehouse almost 50,000 pillows a month now. Think about that. And they gave us the one and only four-for-one deal, the classic four-pack combo for $99.88, two classic pillows, two go-anywhere pillows, a savings of $160. Nothing is more important to your health than your sleep. And MyPillow, four-for-one deal, is yours. $160 savings if you go to MyPillow.com, promo code Scott, or call 800-506-9028. All right, lots to do and little time to do it. Let's check in with Gary Immelman. Republican National Convention in Cleveland, Ohio. Another of our Credit Union Association of the Dakotas updates on what's happening at the convention. Gary has been in the middle of a little battle over the rules, and it's not done, right, Gary?
That's correct, Scott. There's a lot of pushback from the delegates where the RNC kind of made a power play and strong-armed a bunch of rules through that set the rules for the RNC to 2020. So they passed the rules through committee. They canceled the day. They kept people up till midnight so they couldn't talk about it. They killed debate, which it just really goes against our democratic or republic way we do things. And so there's a big pushback today, and there's going to be a push to kill the rules and how the party runs for the next year. So they have to come back and reconvene, at least in relation to the rules, so that it's more fair and they really listen to the grassroots. It's really a power play. It's tragic that the party does that in the middle of trying to tout unity, that they create this fracture. And so it is what it is, and there will be a little battle today on the floor, I suspect. It should be all cleaned up, I'm sure, before 6 o'clock when everybody goes on national television.
All right, but we'll probably be hearing about this today if, in fact, there's a roll call vote and then the votes of the committee that were done previously before the convention started are overturned. That's big news, right?
That's big news. It probably hasn't been done before. And the interesting thing is, as you know, Curly Hoagland from North Dakota led the charge, wrote a book on Bound. And he has literally the whole storyline for the whole week is delegates, are they bound or unbound, or can they vote their conscience? It's been literally their storyline all week. I mean, other than the tragedies across the world that's been eating the news cycle up. But the whole story has been Curly Hoagland's whole line of his book and delegates voting their conscience. It's been interesting, and that's what they had to squash because the delegates, a lot of them just wanted to have their voice heard. And so, unfortunately, they made a power play to kill that, and it's turned into a wild situation today.
Okay, if the rules are overturned, will that be the biggest takeaway? I mean, is that what this fight is over, is allowing delegates to vote as they choose?
No, it's not really that. It's what they did is they're pushing to put some things in place that locks in how the 2020 convention is, rather than focusing on this convention. In fact, Curly just said, if you guys want to bind it, go ahead and bind it, change the rules and do it. He actually put a motion forward, but they actually killed any discussion. That's what's created the challenges. They really tried to squash. I think Manafort made the comment that we crushed them. And when you kind of do that and you tell the people we've crushed you, that makes them want to fight back rather than letting the voice be heard. So it's really kind of too bad what's happening. You know, it's when you come to a party, a big convention like this, and it's all kind of sewed up, you need to create some unity. And they're not doing it here. So they got some work to do to bring the delegates back together.
All right. Well, keep us posted. We'll be checking in every day. Thanks, Gary.
You bet, Scott. Thank you. Bye.
Everything gets underway today. Of course, Melania Trump will speak tonight, and we'll recap that tomorrow. Justin Fisk is here from Medora. Give us a little plug on what's happening this week. And lots of summer left in Medora, isn't there, Justin?
Well, that's right. This is the time to head west, as it were, even if you're a little farther west than the Badlands. It's going to be a great weekend in Medora. We have the second annual all cast and crew reunion for Burning Hill singers, band members, people who have been involved in the Medora musical for the first 51 years. They'll be back in town for a big reunion this weekend that the public is invited to be a part of. And, you know, Scott, it's just beautiful in the Badlands right now, and there's nothing better in the evenings right now than taking in Pitchfork Steak Fondue and Medora musical dinner and a show style.
That's fantastic. Don't forget that new brunch Saturday and Sunday, which is the gospel brunch. And what a neat addition that is. So there's always something new in Medora, but I love that.
Absolutely. That's starring Emily Walter, the former host of the Medora musical, and a full band and a quartet of singers. And that show is big production, just like the Medora musical, in a much more intimate environment. And, man, Scott, people are telling us they just love it. They're surprised. They didn't expect such a big show in a 110-set seat theater like the Chuck Wagon Dinner Theater in downtown Medora.
That's great. 1-800-MEDORA-1 for your tickets, or you can also go to Medora.com, too. Justin, thanks a bunch. Always great chatting with you. Appreciate it.
See you in the Badlands.
We will indeed. 20 seconds, one more call. Jim and Williston, what's on your mind? Sounds like Jim's doing some mowing. More important. Ted Minot, what's on your mind? Quickly.
Yeah, Scott, I was just going to say on this Black Lives Matter and the cops, you know, the answer so often is education. Wouldn't it be nice to see people like Barack Obama, Trump, getting on and explaining to people, hey, when you get pulled over by a cop, here's how you should act. Keep your hands on the steering wheel. Don't fight with the cops.
Yeah, something like that. Something high profile. You're reaching out. You're having that conversation. Good addition. Ted, thank you very much. Good contribution. God bless you, folks. Tomorrow in Mandaree, North Dakota, kicking off the Cookfest Tour. See you then. Thanks for listening. Bye-bye.
A familiar smile as you walk in the door. A handshake accompanied by a warm hello. Full service attention to all of your financial needs. It's what you expect from First International Bank and Trust. From personal to business banking, our professionals provide the perfect solution to any financial situation. First International Bank and Trust has been banking locally and responsibly for over 100 years. We give you the best personal attention to help you find your perfect financial solution. With flexible banking options like online banking and mobile and tablet apps, your money can be everywhere you are. You can even deposit checks with your phone using mobile check deposit. When you worry less about money, you have more time to live first. Visit us online or stop by any of our convenient locations. Get what you have come to expect. First International Bank and Trust. Live first. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Kiss your credit card debt goodbye. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to achieve financial peace, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
This is Rick Osick, president of Famous Footwear. Our company is working together with the March of Dimes through March for Babies to raise money and awareness about the serious problem of premature birth in the U.S. As a business leader, I know that babies born very sick or too soon cost businesses billions of dollars each year, in addition to the emotional stress on employees and their families. That's why Famous Footwear is committed to raising funds to improve the health of moms and babies everywhere. Won't you please join us in the March for Babies? Start a team today at marchforbabies.org.
If you're considering going back to school, ask yourself the following questions. Do you need the flexibility to take classes on your schedule? Do you have college credits you need transferred? Do you want to earn a quality degree from a world-renowned university? If you answered yes to any of these questions, Arizona State University is the perfect school for you. Arizona State University offers over 100 highly ranked degree programs 100% online. You'll earn the same degree as you would on campus, from wherever you are, on your schedule. Plus, ASU Online accepts most transfer credits. For information, call 1-800-933-1430. Learn for yourself why the Wall Street Journal ranks ASU fifth in the nation for producing the best qualified graduates, and why 90% of ASU grads are recruited within 90 days of graduation. Learn to grow, learn to succeed, and learn to thrive at Arizona State University. To learn more about ASU Online degrees, call 1-800-933-1430. That's 1-800-933-1430.